Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. What a beautiful song. Oceans. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to start this show off. We're going to start with prayer. Father, we love you and we thank you so much. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We ask that you just continue to bless us, guide us, lead us in the path of righteousness for your name, sweet Father. We thank you and we ask that you take us deeper than we would ever go before, Father. Show us exactly what it is that you want us to do. Let us be the leaders of the church, Father. Let us be a blessing to your children around the world. Help us to be strong. Guide us with your Holy Spirit. Redirect us as we may need to be. And guide us to do whatever it is that you would have us to do. Thank you for the opportunity, God, that you have given us as young men and young women out here trying to be soldiers in the army of the Lord. We thank you for putting that passion in our hearts and blessing us. Thank you for sending your son here and saving us, Father. We love you and we thank you so much for everything. We ask that this show blesses someone out there and that they find their way to you. We thank you for everything in your son's name. Amen. All right, guys, so here we are. Here we are, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in. You know, we want to have a blessed day together and just praise God. And so I'm just asking you guys if you just, you know, join me as we praise him and as we get closer to Christ. Verse of the day is, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, God is not a punishing God. He's not trying to punish us. He's trying to love us. And, you know, as Jesus was on the cross, he so beautifully said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, I'm like thinking, where did that come from? Like, you would, you know, you're in pain. You're being, you know, abused by human beings. Yet you have the grace of God to say, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. I mean, that is just so powerful. And I'm so glad that we have a God like that who loves us despite for who we are. And I'm just grateful. I'm glad that we are friends of God. And so let's get going here together on Solar Records Radio and enjoy this music. In Jesus' name, let's enjoy this.
out my visions, oh Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, say that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence. Thank you.
know, I just want to say, you know, I was talking with a friend, and we were talking, and my it was in my Bible study group, and my Bible study group is called Iron Sharpens Iron, and that's just men, and we get together every Sunday morning at about 9:30, and we talk about God, and we talk about our lives and things that we experience and throughout the week, and anything that, you know, if anyone needs prayer, we'll pray for them, and, you know, it's a nice situation sometimes. You know, it's called iron sharpens iron because sometimes it gets a little heated, and if you know that iron sharpens iron, you know it gets really hot in there sometimes, and even making a diamond, it gets extremely hot, but then look at the beauty that comes out of it. And so as we men walk through our discussion today about, you know, how God's, you know, is working in our life and how he's communicating with us and blessing us, been a beautiful revelation for some of us. And one of the guys in Bible study said that he was here working at the church, and as he was working at the church in the back, he was digging up in the play area for where the kids are, because they're putting new mulch, you know, kind of like dirt and seeds and stuff, trying to make it really nice and clean, not seeds, but dirt and chips of wood out there, and it's making it really nice for the kids. And so anyway, he says that he noticed that there was some grass coming up out of there, so he started, you know, pulling the grass out, and he said, and then I pulled it again, and there was more, and he said, I kept pulling, and the more I was pulling, the more I was finding, and I started reaching down into the, as he said, the root was there, he said, you know, and he just grabbed the root and started pulling it out. And he said the root kept going. And he said that made him think about how sin is in our lives. And as much as we may, you know, dig down and try to get rid of some of the issues, the sinful issues, sin just keeps coming back at us. And it keeps going. And, you know, and as much as we try, it will always be there. And we have to know that we do need God, that he is the gift to our spirit, to our souls, to our life. And you know, we can never be without sin. We were born this way. And so that's why it's so important for us to recognize Jesus and be saved by him, because we cannot cleanse ourselves from sin. And it was just really interesting that he said that God was just telling him, you know, this is it. This is what I'm trying to show you right now as you're cleaning this up, that, you know, sin is in your life, and no matter what you do, it's always going to be there. But despite that, that's the reason why Jesus came here to this planet, to save us from sin so that we could be, so we could return to our Heavenly Father. And so I thought that was a great analogy, and I wanted to share with you guys. And I hope that you feel, you know, the same way, because I thought, wow, that is powerful, man. Now when I'm out there digging, when I'm digging, I'm just going to constantly think about how much sin I got in my life. I might get obsessed and just keep pulling and pulling, trying to get, you know, the weeds out of the ground and stuff to try to get rid of my sin, but it will never go away. It will never go away. And all we could do is every day, if we could just recognize the fact that that is the situation, and we pray to stay closer to God, and that he forgives us for our sins. And so now sin recognizes that we recognize it, and we are in this battle. But then you remember when Jesus, before he got crucified, and he went into the garden, and he was trying to talk to his father about what was going on and how stressful it was for him, because he was able to see all the stuff that was about to happen to him, and it was just overwhelming. And then here comes Satan telling him, you can't do this. No man ever has done it. No man can do this. You cannot carry the burdens of sin of the whole world, the sin of the world on your back. You are not capable. You can't do it. And Jesus had to fight that. He had to deal with that. He had to fight that. You know, no. So I just want you to know that no matter what people tell you, no matter what anyone tells you, but God, know that if God puts something on your heart, then that means you can do it. But you have to know that Satan's coming after you, and he's going to do everything he can to distract you from whatever it is your purpose is and your goal in life is. And so I need you to focus on the Word of God and pray and be steady, be strong in this, and know that you're not alone. Jesus even had to go through it, okay? And so when you really start to feel alone, remember when Jesus was on the cross and he was like, Father, why have you forsaken me? Just know that he is right there, and God is doing everything in the best interest of you and me. He's doing it all in the best interest of us. So just stay focused. Know that it's going to be okay. But please try to be optimistic in your life. Please try to see the glass halfway full. Please try to just know, just walk in the Spirit of God and bless people around you. Let his light shine through you. You will be blessed indirectly, even if you don't feel like it. Know that it is, you know, can you imagine these people sticking God, stabbing him, and Jesus, I mean, on the cross, nailing him to the cross, and, you know, I mean, you know, they crucified him, and yet he had it in himself to say, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is just, it's, wait a minute, where did that come from? Like, how do you get that much grace? And of course he is God, but don't forget, there was a point where God left him, where he had to desert him, because God can't be around sin. And when Jesus took on all the sins of the world, God had to back away. And so that's when Jesus was like, hold on, Father, whoa, wait a minute. I realize this disconnect. I'm aware. Why did you do that? You know, and you have to trust, just like Jesus had to trust, that his Father, our Father in heaven, loves us despite the way it may seem right now and despite the way you feel right now. He loves you right where you are, and it's going to be okay. If you're in jail somewhere, he loves you right there. You know, if you've been arrested or if you're hurting and you know, you feel abandoned by people, like your relationship or whatever the case, he loves you. If no one else loves you, God loves you. If the world is crucifying you, God loves you right where you are. Trust him. He cares about you. Just see the glass halfway full, please, for your own sake and for the sake of ones around you, because we all benefit from your excitement of Christ. We all benefit from your joy and your happiness. So I just ask you just to be grateful and trustworthy and not be sad, but to be faithful and knowing that God's got you, okay? Okay, can you do that? Can you do that? Thank you. Father, thank you so much for blessing us, and we just ask that you continue to guide us, Father. Thank you so much for being amazing. Thank you for for listening to us as we can come to you when we're in need of prayer. And Father, if there's anyone that's hurting right now and that's going through something, Father, we ask that you just lift them up and heal their bodies and bless them, Father. Show them your glory. Let them know that you care. Give them the information that they need so that they will be okay in the storm. Father, we thank you and we will praise you in the storm. We thank you for giving us the opportunity of your love and your passion for us. Thank you for caring so much that you will send your only begotten Son down here on earth to lift us up and bless us. We love you and we thank you for everything in your Son's name. Amen. Song. And guys, I pray that you have a beautiful day and that you be blessed. And thanks so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. You guys take care and thanks. Have a beautiful day. And if you have any questions or if you need prayer, please email us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. And we'll pray for you. All right. God bless you. Take care.
Jesus bless. And die for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down. In Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal, by heavy stone, Messiah's still, and all alone. Praise the name of the Lord our God, Gaze stretched on Jesus' face.